when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Yeah, baby, it's the GC. I'm back with a bang. OMG, 2023, January, let's go. Don't be depressed. Get moving, honeys. Get walking. Get breathing in the fresh air. Look to Mother Nature and feel fabulous. This week, I'm going to be talking to you about dry January. I'm going to be giving you life advice. I'm going to be talking to you about charity and giving back. And I'm going to be talking to you about being a good friend. Guys, I've been busy. Last year, I got into planting, organic. I planted lettuces and tomatoes and carrots and beetroot and herbs. I planted so much stuff and we couldn't believe it. Rami and I was having a lot of salad throughout the summer and I've never tasted a lettuce. You know, when can you actually say a lettuce tastes fabulous? You know, it doesn't. You know, it tastes actually really kind of weird of nothing. My lettuces, Peter Rabbit would have literally, if he got the opportunity to eat my lettuces, he would have eaten them all because they were absolutely stunning. So I, this week, have been going really deep on my mission to get as much in the ground. So if anyone is thinking about planting their own food and living off the land, I couldn't believe it this year as well. I planted peppers, chilies, pumpkins, you know, so vegetables is what I have been focusing on this week. And you need to start growing in December. Wild Rocket, OMG, this is what you need to get planting right now. Garlic, mint, potted mint. You can even grow them indoors. It's, you know, chicory. People probably don't eat chicory, sea cow, all this amazing stuff, cress, asparagus. Everyone says asparagus makes your wee smell. Lamb's lettuce. It is the time to get planting pink oyster mushrooms. If anyone is, you know, interested in this, I put a lot of apple trees in my garden last year and they are absolutely stunning, because they give you a beautiful cherry blossom. So I've been busy in the garden this week. Call me Charlie Dimmock of Essex, honey. Me and my secateurs have been very, very busy. I'm going very, very big on organic this year and definitely going to try and eat a lot less meat. You know, I've always struggled with it. I go in and out of it, but I just want to raise my spiritual vibration. And my dad and my brother are vegans. My mum's a flexitarian. She's like the woman off of Gavin and Stacey. When the family come round, she's like, ow, don't offer me a sausage. Give me the vegetarian sausage. And then obviously when they go, she starts chomping on the sausages. She's very Pamela. Oh my God, that is something I haven't told you. I saw Pamela when I went to see the snowman in December, but she's such a legend. I didn't want to start going Pamela because she'd think I was totally weird and she'd probably get me removed by security. But I love that woman. She is hilarious. Guys, I've got something very exciting to tell you about. Apart from growing my vegetables, I turn 42 on January the 31st. So I am arranging a big birthday party. So I sent invites out today to everyone to save the day. And I sent a picture of RuPaul. There was a gif of RuPaul with pink sprinkly stuff all around her. And it said, save the day. You are only allowed entry if you're wearing sequins and are ready to party. Now, on top of that, I am obsessed with DJ Fat Tony. Oh my God, whilst I had my trapped nerve, I was laying on the bed and I was watching him on Instagram, and his music and the beat got me so excited and so happy. And I was like, look, he's a legend, right? He's going to be hard to get. But in this life, you don't ask if you don't get. Anyway, I messaged DJ Fat Tony. I hope my dreams come true. I told him that I love him. I told him that he's getting me through my trapped nerve pain. And he has responded, guys. Do you see what Cosmic Ordering can do? I just don't know if I can afford him. I don't know what the price is yet. But let's see. He is a legend. It will be the best birthday party ever, because in lockdown, I was 40. I never really celebrated it. Last year, I can't even remember what I'd done. I think I had a little do at home. Obviously, I had balloons and cakes and all of that. But I want people to dance. I want people to feel the energy. I want people to be happy. And, you know, our minds are such powerful things. We do not use them enough. And I just want all my friends in one place with DJ Fat Tony on the decks. And I want to dance till 6 a.m. I told everyone it starts at 7:30 and it will end at 6 a.m. I've told the restaurant where I'm having it to prepare some sarnies for the morning. It is going to be the night of my life. I've told everyone to come in sequins. So I'm getting really excited about my birthday. I don't really always like celebrating my birthday. I don't know why. I get a bit embarrassed on my birthday. I'm like, oh no, it's not all about me. And then I was like, nah, it is all about me. I am fabulous and I'm going to celebrate my birthday, because you never, ever know what's around the corner. And I love my friends dearly. And this is what I wanted to talk to you about on the podcast, about being a good friend. And, you know, lots of you get in contact and you have problems with friends. Let me tell you something, honeys. You can count your friends on one hand. Obviously, I've always been really popular. Some people have been around me for the wrong reasons. Some of my closest friends who I thought were friends, newbies, have sold stories on me. And, you know, you have to dwindle them out. But I can count my friends on one hand. And I'm so lucky to still have my original school friends. And, you know, they are my rocks. And literally, they are so trustworthy. And, you know, when you've got real, genuine friends, it doesn't matter if you see them every day, every week, or not for 6 months. When you see them again, you know, it was so lovely to see Rami in Israel with his friends from school. And I honestly count my friends on one hand. And, you know, this is what I always say to my nephews, you know, yes, you're popular. Yes, everyone wants to be around you, but you'll find out who your real friends are. So for anyone that wants to know how to be a good friend, because it was put to me in an email, be there. Listen, I'm a great listener. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fabulous talker, but I am a great listener. You know, my friends do get on the phone to me, and because they see me as a pillar of strength. But equally, when I'm not strong, I can get on the phone to them and they will listen. And, you know, being a good friend is about putting the effort in. You know, it's natural when you're a good friend. It comes natural. It comes so natural. And it's not hard work. If you're finding a friendship hard work, then just kind of back off from it. Friendship's a two-way thing. So good luck to anyone out there that may be having some problems with friends at the minute. You know, and people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Not everyone's going to be there forever. So, you know, just enjoy it. And when you don't enjoy it, move on through life. You know, I'm very lucky that my friends, since I was 3 years old, they know me as Gemma. They don't get involved with the GC. They think it's total madness what I do. They never ask me about it, but they're happy for me, you know, and you know, genuine people. Like, it was so weird. Some of friends that, you know, I'd picked up along the way, especially when I was on TOWIE, you know, and people on when I was in that time, as soon as I got my house and they came here, they never spoke to me again. It was really weird. It was like they was eaten up with jealousy. One person who I was really good friends with and used to work for me as well, he came to my house to pick one of my friends up. And he'd come in and I was like, hon, let me show you around. And he was like, no, I've got to go. I've got a shoot in the morning. And I was like, really? Like, we're friends and you can't give me 5 minutes to look around my house. I was so upset by that person's, you know, attitude that day. I never spoke to him again. I bumped into him once and said hello, but I just thought, hun, do you know what? If you can't give me a few minutes of your time, and that's what friendship's about, but there's a lot of selfish people in the world. People are very selfish. Dry January, guys. Who is being alcohol free? I want to talk about it. You know, there's lots of, I've got a friend who is a recovering alcoholic. I'm so proud of her. She's now helping other people. And there is so many amazing non-alcoholic drinks. What ones do you love? Or do we not love them? This goes out to all the people that might be struggling with drink. It's a tough one. You know, addiction is a hard thing. I was with an addict for, you know, a good few years. And please God, you know, that person's on their journey and they're managing to, you know, fight the addiction. But literally, you know, I think drinking is great. If you can control it and you're on a night out and you have a few glasses of wine, enjoy it, great. If you're finding yourself drinking every day, that's not good. But literally, you know, we need to normalize not drinking alcohol, I think, because there are so many amazing non-alcoholic drinks out there. And, you know, I love a mocktail. I absolutely love a mocktail. Stick an umbrella in it. I'm not bothered, you know, if there is alcohol in my drink or not. And, you know, you hear of a lot of people that remove alcohol from their life and they start living again. And, you know, alcohol-free cocktails need to come back in a big way. For Dry January, guys, you will still get the taste. And funny enough, you know what it's like. Rami likes the odd whiskey. And I'm like, Ram, oh no, men and drink. And I bought him actually some non-alcoholic whiskey. And the lovely Spencer Matthews gave me one of his non-alcoholic gins once called Clean Co. Rhubarb. I must thank him. It was a year ago, but I drank it and it was fabulous. And if you are doing Dry January, guys, it's going to taste like alcohol. Like, I find some people like, right, I'm not drinking, not eating. 2 days later, there you are with marvelous creations, stuffing it.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcast or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Life advice. You always ask me life advice. Well, my advice to you is follow your heart. Be strong. Stand up for what you believe in. Don't be afraid to speak up. Go get that job you want. Go get that boy or girl that you want. Be who you are. Be free. Express yourself. That is my life advice. Short and sharp, GC style. Now, I want to talk to you about charity. I have become so sustainable in my household. It is a joke. I literally found loads of wrapping paper, loads of things in my house that, you know, I have just not used and they're sitting around. And I had all my friends around last week and I was like, girls, go for it. Take whatever you want. There was perfumes, there was lipsticks, there was everything. And it was so nice to give and for people to appreciate it. And, you know, I feel a lot of people didn't have the Christmas magic this year. And you know why? After Boxing Day, they're promoting Easter eggs. The Easter eggs are in the shop. It's not normal. We get things too quickly. There's not the wait or the want anymore. It's all commercial. People want to make money, and I get it. But please, put the Easter eggs in the shop 2 weeks before Easter. Christmas, you know, I love Mariah, but do I want to hear it from the end of September? Because by the end of it, she comes on, you're turning her over. I love you, Mariah. But there is no wait anymore. There is no excitement. People just get what they want when they want it. And I think, you know, this is where society is going wrong. So this year, I will be living my sustainable life, and I will be, actually, I'll buy Hayden a lot of sustainable tracksuits from Pangaea. And I'm so pleased he understands sustainability. You know, Christmas bags, I've saved them all for next year. I'm not going to buy them next year. I'm going to reuse them. Shower gels. I've got so many shower gels in cupboards. I refuse to buy shower gel anymore. I'm running down my cupboards. I'm running down my products. And I always give to charity anyway. I'm going to tell you something really funny now. James Johnson is here, my fabulous hairdresser. My picture of Madonna's just nearly fallen off the table. You're right there, Madge. If you can't, well, you can't see it because it's a podcast, but I always have a picture of Madonna in front of me because she is my go-to woman. She makes me feel empowered every day. I love what Madonna's about. She recreates herself. She stands up for what she believes in. She's raised beautiful children and she's just still going for it. James Johnson, come here. Let's talk about the elephant phone call. So getting on to charity. I always give to charity. I give £50 notes when I see people in Mayfair. You know, the big issue, I always buy the big issue. But one hilarious story was I paid £22,000 to save elephants. And this is hilarious. James Johnson is here, my hairdresser, and actually is like a family member to me. I adore him. And I just want him to chat a minute because please give to charities. My dad always gives to the Salvation Army. He says, you know, he doesn't want Christmas presents for his birthday. Give to the Salvation Army. Some charities are a ripoff, I'm going to be honest. You know, not everyone gets the money. So I give to everyone. I'm a giving person. I believe what I put out comes back. I will give you literally, I don't know if I'd give you my last minstrel because I love minstrels, but I am that sort of person that would give you my last £10 because the universe always have your back. And if you can give to someone and make someone happy, it is an amazing feeling. You know, Christmas for me, I'm not bothered about it. I didn't feel the magic this year. Sorry to keep going on about it, but I just didn't feel it. There's so much more going on in the world. But anyway, back to the elephants. James, say hello. Remind everyone of that fateful day, that phone call. Let's set the scene. For anyone listening to the podcast, you was doing a blow dry.
Mid-blowy, weren't we?
Yeah.
And the phone rings. Who is it?
Me dad.
And what does he say?
Gemma, I've got a bill here for 22 grand for elephants.
And you went, oh, dad, it was the elephants.
And what did he say?
He went, Gemma, that's a lot of money on elephants. And you went, but I've saved the elephants, dad.
Yeah. He was in shock. I mean, he dropped the phone and
I think, how many did you buy? Two or three?
Two.
And when the phone hung up, you went, oh, didn't tell him about the other three I nearly bought.
You know, but my dad has to understand I love elephants. And I did want to buy the whole herd because I knew that money was going to an amazing charity called Coexistence. My dream, another dream this year, is to go and meet elephants and work for a sanctuary. And, you know, I was happy to donate £22,000 to save elephants. I'd give every penny I've got to save animals. I cannot tell you how upset I get and angered I get when I see mistreatment of animals. And, you know, we can all turn a blind eye to it, guys, but you're not doing the right thing. Speak up and save animals. Give to charity. give. You know, people say charity begins at home. Extend your charity from the home, hun. Give to people. You know, it is very hard when you see people on the streets. They're on the streets. Some people, you know, I've gone up to people before, given them money, gone, I don't want it. And, you know, years ago, my dad took me to Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park, random. He used to love going up there. And, oh, my leg's killing me, James. Rub me leg. Oh, my leg's killing me. Oh, me back, this back. Oh, just give me leg a little rub. It's gone numb. Thanks, James. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so I'm up Speaker's Corner with my dad. And my dad is a very generous man. And he went to give to this guy. And he said, I don't want the money. Sometimes I buy people food, random people. You know, I don't understand. And it baffles me why these big corporations, these big food companies can't give the food to people on the streets or people that need it. You know, if I had a restaurant, I would say everyone come at 10 o'clock and take the food. Give to people, give generously, give your heart, you know, and see what the universe will give you in return. Keep giving, honeys. Someone's trash is another man's treasure. Guys, your messages are amazing. Keep sending them in. I know you'll love my advice. The GC is spot on with advice. Matthew got in contact this week to say, if you could dream up one thing for the next 5 years, what would it be? Oh, what would it be? I would love everyone in the UK to pay no bills for a whole year. Go on holidays and enjoy themselves. That would be my dream, Matthew, for everyone to be financially free for a year and just go and enjoy themselves. What a lovely thing that would be. Give back to us, the people, the electric companies. Give back to the people. Government, give back to the people. Slash the taxes. Give back to the people. I want to see righteous stuff this year going on. Jade got in contact to say, have you ever been into sport? And if so, which sports? Well, Jade, no one knows this, but I love badminton. I am obsessed with badminton. I love it. And I play badminton. I used to be a legend on the baton racing at school when I was younger. Sports for me, I'm not a gym type of girl. I'm an outdoorsy kind of girl. Horse riding. I love bike riding. In the lockdown, I bought a bike, and I've got to be honest, I didn't even go on the bike once this year. People do mention about Pelotons, you know. Don't know, might try it. I need to exercise in nature, but badminton is my favourite sport. Selena got in contact and said, who means the most to you in your life? At the top of my list, Hayden, my father, my mother, Rami, Tristan and Kane and my brother. I love, and my manager, Mark, and my assistant, Clara. These are the people that I love the most in my life. If anything happens to me, I took out life insurance the other day and I've left everything to Kane and Hayden because they are my world and they are my life and I don't have children. But even if one day I'm lucky enough to have children, then I still feel like I want to give it to Kane and Hayden, as because my child will get other stuff as well. So, you know, they are the biggest loves of my life. Holly got in contact to say, what travel plans do you have for 2023? Holly, I want to travel everywhere. I want to go back to Israel. I want to go back to the Holy Land. I want to go to the Wailing Wall. I definitely want to go back to Tel Aviv. I want to go to Marrakesh. I want to go to Istanbul. And I want to go and be with elephants and love animals and help animals abroad. That is what I would love to do. I've done it all, hun. I've been Mykonos. I mean, literally, you know, I just want to, for me now, I think the real fabulous in life is to travel, is to experience stuff, you know. And that is kind of what I'm going to do this year. And latter part of last year, I travelled to Poland. You know, random places. I absolutely love it. Now, Holly, if you want to come on the plane with me, honey, get in contact. If you want my advice next week, don't forget to drop me a message or a voice note on Instagram and TikTok. Guys, that was so much fun. I love you all, and I hope you've enjoyed today's Gemma Collins podcast, produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Now, don't forget to follow the podcast and leave me a lovely review, please, for the GC. Review, review, review. Give me your honest feedback. A message or voice note me at Gemma Collins on Insta and TikTok with your stories and questions. And I'll answer them all on the podcast this week. I want to give you some wisdom this week. I want you to think positive. I want you to go forth and be the best version of yourself. My message to you guys this week, my mantra, my positive mantra is never stop learning, because life never stops teaching. Open your eyes, get off the phones, guys. Get communicating, get talking, get manifesting, and stay fabulous. See ya.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.